In a world filled with sniveling snowflakes, where timeouts and safe places are abundant, where there's 37 genders to scroll through on a job application. Not that they have jobs. We're proud to be your salvation and your beacon to unabashed, in-your-face talk. This is Stars, Bars, and Cigars, the no-holds-barred conservative talk show hosted by battle-tested vets. Lock and load, and get ready for an explosive journey through breaking news, the rich tapestry of constitutional history, and the pulse-pounding realities of Army and Navy life. Oh, and yeah, cigars. Stars, Bars, and Cigars. And now your hosts, Jimmy the Bull and Tig Tigger.
Hey, Patriots and Snowflakes. How's it going, Tig?
It's a going. It's a shit show, but it's a going.
Yeah, I agree, man. I agree.
The whole country.
Yeah, I know. So tonight, our program, we have Convention of the States Chairman. We'll discuss that in a little bit. But right now, Tig, what are you smoking?
All right. La Gloria Cubano Classic Maduro. It's pretty good cigar. They're rated about 92. It is a Dominican, though, and you know how I feel about Dominicans.
Yeah. There's not wrong with Dominicans. They're all right.
We'll live.
Yeah. Tonight, I'm smoking a Carrillo Encore. A Carrillo Perillo Encore is what it's called. It's a 6 5/8 by 58 or 54 ring gauge.
About a Robusto.
Nice smoke. It's a nice smoke. Never had it before, never even heard of it really, and came across them like, well, I'm gonna try this. And that's what it's about, just giving them all the world, see what tastes good, what don't, and we will tell you both ways.
Yeah,
we don't have no problems with that. So tonight we're gonna let Larry go ahead and introduce himself and kind of go through his little spiel about the Convention of the States. Larry?
Well, good evening, fellas. Appreciate the opportunity to share some information with you guys about Convention of States and the audience out there in podcast land that you guys got going here. It's kind of a neat setup. I love it. So
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
You bet. Yeah, I appreciate you guys doing a podcast like this. More people need to tune in to the alternative media.
Yeah.
Because what we get through the airwaves just isn't cutting it.
No, it isn't.
So, yeah, appreciate you guys doing this.
And they're cutting conservatives off more and more now.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Yeah, we don't have the voice that we really deserve to have.
Right. Because
there's a lot more of us than there are of them.
Correct.
You bet. So listen, I've been with Convention of States for about 3 years. And my official title is I'm the district captain for Convention of States in Grant County, Wisconsin. And what Convention of States is basically a solution to the big problem we have in Washington, D.C., because we all know that D.C. is broken. It's actually become the swamp, so to speak. Many people call it the swamp. Basically, you're right. They don't represent us anymore.
Nope.
So basically, Convention of States is a 10-year-old national organization.
So it's fairly new, you're saying?
Yeah. Well, 10 years old, yeah.
Yeah.
Relatively new. But
how many are on board? How many states are on board right now?
Okay, well, we have 19 states that have already passed state resolution amendments through their legislature for approval of convention of states. And being in Wisconsin, we were the 16th state to pass legislation out of the 19, and that happened in January of 2022. We would have had it done the year prior, but we had that, what I refer to as the China virus slowed us down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
plandemic.
Yeah, the plandemic. You got
plandemic.
It. So we would have had it before that, but we had one of our supporters up north came down with the virus and was out of session for quite a while. So anyways, we finally got through, and now we have 19 states that have been approved. We currently, where's my notes? We currently have a CO Convention of States applications that are active in 18 states. So we also have capital events that have already scheduled for legislation in 28 states. We have assigned committees, 23 committees in states, and we currently have passed committee in Iowa, has passed committee, which will go on to the next body for debate and committee and then a vote. We also have Massachusetts and Idaho that have already passed through committee. So those three states, Iowa, Massachusetts, and Idaho, will be progressively going to the next progression in their legislature. They have to go through committee, they have to be debated on, and then they have to have a vote. So once they go through all that procedure, then they have a final vote, and then hopefully you Iowans over there will get that done shortly.
Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't be a problem since it's a red state. I would think a lot of these red states would get on board.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. I've been helping you out over there. I recently did had a booth at the gun show in Dubuque last month. And yeah. And had a lot of Iowans come by, get information. We talked, had great conversations. They signed petitions. So, yeah, we're helping you out over here.
Yours truly was at that gun show.
That's yeah. Right. That's right. That's where I met you. That's correct. Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you guys do, Larry? Can you explain to our audience a little bit, please?
Yeah, sure. Well, what I do basically is we're just a kind of like an educational source. So what I do is I go and as a district captain, I go out and I go to, like, for instance, I've been doing for the last few years, I've been doing the Grant County show, the Grant County thing. I put up a booth. We give out information. We have all kinds of literature, things like brochures like this we give out. And we also have what they call these pocket guides that gives a full scenario of what Convention of States is all about. Okay. And basically what it's about is we're educating people about Article 5 of the Constitution, because that's where we're using Article 5 of the Constitution to call a convention of states. Okay. So as in Article 5 of the Constitution, I'm just going to read this short little paragraph here. Article 5 says, "The Congress, whenever 2/3 of both houses shall deem it necessary, shall propose amendments to this Constitution." Okay. So Congress has done that numerous times. But we, the people, have not done that. So the section that we're referring to is, "or on the application of the legislatures of 2/3 of the several states shall call a convention for proposing amendments, which, in either case, shall be valid to all intents and purposes as parts of this Constitution when ratified by the legislature of 3/4 of several states. So what our goal is to reach 34 states that have passed legislation. Okay. And once we reach that 34 threshold, we can hold a convention of states. What we're proposing, we have three items that we're proposing for ratification. Number one is impose fiscal restraints on the federal government. Number two, limit the power and jurisdiction of the federal government. And number three is term limits on Congress and all federal officials.
So basically you're wanting to return the power more or less to the people, which is what I've been saying for
people.
You know, our first episode, yeah. I think I'd been stressing that so hard.
We repeated it.
Yeah, we repeated almost every episode.
They represent us. They are not the boss. That's what we said. We the people are the boss.
We the people, exactly right. Yeah. So the concept is real simple. We want to limit the federal government's power, jurisdictions, and mandates and all those types of things that have imposed on us and return the power decision-making back to the states where it originally was founded. Mm-hmm. And that way you and I have a voice at the state level, local level, because we have no voice in DC right at the moment.
Right.
They do whatever they want.
I know they're running rampant like a bunch of dogs.
They're communists and they're globalists.
Exactly. So yeah, it's an extremist situation, and we have to get it rolled back and bring it back to the state. Because, like, for instance, just an example is the educational situation, educational department. That needs to be brought back to the state so each individual state can control the educational department. Okay, all states are different. Every state is not like, you know, Iowa is agricultural. Wisconsin is dairy. You know, different states have different things going on. So right. We need to bring it back to the state so we all have representation. And one of the things that we do as Convention of States is I, as a citizen, volunteer citizen activist, we did this just this month on February 13th, a group of us, citizen activists with Convention of States, went to our state capitol in Madison and visited all our assembly representatives and passed out information, new updated information about Convention of States, literature, and what we do is we build a relationship with our state representatives. Okay. And that's so important that Absolutely. We as citizens should do that. And most people don't know that is as a citizen in your state, you can go to your state capitol and visit anytime you want to.
Right.
And talk to your representatives. So we encourage people to do that. And that's what we do.
Excellent. Now, how can a person get in touch with you? And I'll post a link on this program as well. Sure. What's the proper way to get in touch? And, you know,
well, to find out more information about Convention of States, it's very simple. All you have to do is go to conventionofstates.com.
There
you go. That's our national site, conventionofstates.com, and everything is right there on the web. You can look at all the information. You can look at our history, what we're doing, where we're active, where we we're looking, we're always looking for supporters. We're looking for people that want to volunteer a little time to help out with the concept. And we also have a Facebook. You can go to Convention of States on Facebook. They have a...
Now, Larry, yeah. conventionofstates.com, is that correct?
Yes, conventionofstates.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so you can learn a lot right there. You can also find out all our information on all our social media sites. If you want to ask a question, you know, you can do all that right there on that site.
All right.
Me personally, you can get a hold of me. I'm in Wisconsin, Grant County.
So okay.
That's where I work out of. You can get a hold of me at by using my email address, which is LARRY.
I'll go ahead and post it.
Okay.
He's got your email.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Yeah. Just go ahead and post my email, my phone number. Anybody has any questions or any concerns, you know, just give me a call or email me. I'd be happy to do that.
Excellent.
Okay. All right.
All righty.
Super. Is there any other questions or anything else you'd like to kind of go over?
I think that pretty much covers it. I think you can find out all you want to know about Convention of States just by going online. Facebook is a good place to go because you can see a lot of posted videos about Convention of States, what we're doing in different states. We have a tremendous amount of supporters. You can see, you can learn about our president and co-founder, Mark Meckler, which is an awesome guy. He was actually one of the original Tea Party co-founders years ago.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So you can find out a lot of information.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and jump on Facebook also, and we'll like your page. So Stars, Bars, and Cigars, you know, would definitely be there.
Yeah, Rumble is another location. You can go to Rumble and see a lot about Convention of States on Rumble also.
All right. Okay.
That's sounds great, because we have our video on there.
Yep.
Exactly.
Larry, on another note, I know that you had I guess it's a rally. I don't know. In Wisconsin up there, and you had former Special Forces Ivan. I forget his name now. His last name.
Ivan Raiklin.
Raiklin, yeah. How'd that go? What did he? Do you have any news about how they're doing with the petitions to against the government for basically kicking out all the people for refusing the kill shot?
Yeah, that is a ongoing situation. We had an event on this past Sunday. We had a an event over in Benton, Wisconsin at a supper club. And it was very, very interesting. We had over 100 people that came in. Nice. And we had Lieutenant Colonel Ivan Raiklin come in on Zoom. He lives out on the East Coast. He recently had a toboggan accident with his when he was out with his children tobogganing and broke his leg. So he's recuperating. But
that's a badass dude, though.
He is. You absolutely got it right. That broken leg has not slowed him down a bit. He was in Congress recently in his wheelchair.
Yeah.
What's his name was testifying, the Biden guy testifying.
Hunter?
Yeah, Hunter. When he was testifying, he was right there in his wheelchair. But Ivan was on Zoom with us for a little over an hour on Zoom with us. So it was really interesting what he was reporting on and talking about. So everybody went away with a lot of information. I just had a call from one of our supporters that was at the meeting. and she was super interested in what was happening there. So yeah, we walked away from our meeting. We've got one of the things that we did at our meeting was we opened it up to a membership program because we want to have we want to get people involved. We want people to express their voice and get their concerns off their, you know, out there, so we can help, you know, turn our country around. Because this is all about, we're all about, we're a patriot organization. It's what we started, Southwest Wisconsin Patriots. And we're all about America first. That's our agenda.
That's why Bull and I started this podcast, because we wanted to get our voice out there and info out there and basically give a punch in the mouth to the establishment.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, the other thing too is, you know, like with the cord cutters and such, this is going to be our next form of news. So, I mean, we're right on the cuffs of that. So,
yeah, we, you know, with everybody,
yeah. So with everybody cutting their cords, you know, getting away from cable TV and going to streaming services, you know, this is it, man. We're right on the forefront of it. So we want to make a presence and we want to get the word out, and we totally appreciate you coming on and, you know, throwing down what you have.
Absolutely. You guys keep up the great work. You keep on doing it. Don't ever let up. Just keep the hammer down. And anything that I can do and our Patriot, Southwest Wisconsin Patriots can do to help you, you give us a holler. We'll help you out.
Likewise. Well, if you guys want to come on our platform again, you have an open invite. So
appreciate that very much. Appreciate it.
You bet. All right. So anything else, Larry?
No, that's about it, man.
All right, cool. You're free to hang out or listen to our banter.
I'll definitely hang out. You bet.
All right. Sounds good. And if you got anything you want to throw in, just throw it on down.
All righty.
All right. So, Tig, getting into our little program now.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, should we start with some trending news? Because I got
Let's dig into the trending news.
I got a lot, but you're going to get a lot of opinions too.
Yeah.
So the ex-FBI informant that was basically whistleblowing, he's accused of lying about the Biden's business dealings. They've detained him, and now he's pending a trial.
Hey, who is this, Tig?
I don't know his name offhand.
Was it the guy from The Blaze? Is that who you're talking about?
I'm not sure if it was that guy. This is another guy. This is an FBI informant.
Oh, an FBI. Okay, gotcha.
FBI, yeah. He basically blew the whistle on what he knew about the Biden's business dealings. And so now they detained him, and, you know, he's pending a trial now because, you know, they're basically saying he was lying about it. Well, I hardly think that this corrupt FBI that's so defended the Bidens up and down and has defended a lot of these corrupt deep state people in DC as well as the establishment, I highly doubt he would take a risk like that without giving some truth.
Right.
So I call bullshit. It's just like the whole Trump thing. It's like anybody that blows a whistle and gives out the truth, they're coming after everybody.
Oh yeah.
You know, yep. This is like communism 101. Go after anybody that comes out against the government with truth, you know?
Right.
So, you know, in other news, everybody knows by now, Ronna McDaniel, GOP chair, resigns. That's a good thing. She's a Romney. She is basically what I call a rhino. She didn't really care about winning elections. She made that pretty clear. She was very weak, and thank God she's gone. I hope they pick someone decent this time that's interested in actually taking back our country.
Right.
So
yeah, I came across a little bit of trending news here with Jim Jordan. He's calling for an investigation of CBS after they filed a seized property of journalist Catherine Hetteridge, who was digging on Hunter Biden's laptop. So what does CBS have to hide?
Well, they have all kinds of shit to hide. Yeah. I mean, look at them all. I mean, they should, I think we can almost say that all this mainstream media, they've got a lot of crap. You know, I bet they know all the truths about the list, you know, the notorious.
Oh, absolutely.
List. Yeah. In fact, I scream at any time I see a clip, and it's usually on alternative news, and they usually come up with a rebuttal, but they give a clip of that Rachel Maddow.
Oh, yeah.
She's on the list, so she shouldn't even be talking right now.
No.
I mean, every time she comes out and is still has a job, I'm like, yeah, I hope that somebody comes out. I hope the arrests start being made after next November after that election. These people, they need to go after these people on the list. They really do.
Yeah, absolutely. The Democrats' greatest fear is an honest election.
yeah, exactly. And another person to resign, we all know, is minority speaker Mitch McConnell. He's a traitor.
Yep.
To me, he is nothing but a low-life scumbag. You know, he has contributed more spending bills with the Democrats than we can actually tolerate right now.
I know.
He lays down for Chuck. Fuck a duck, Chuck. Fuck a duck, Chuck Schumer. I had to say it because, you know, I always say.
You know, this is my take on Mitch McConnell. I don't think there's anything wrong with that dude. I think he's putting on a freaking little act, you know, when he does his, you know, his little stare off deals. I think he's doing an act because he knows if Trump gets in there, his ass is going to be held to the fire.
Have you noticed that when he did his little seizure bit, it was usually because he didn't want to answer a question that was kind of a hardcore question?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It was a hardball. You know, he didn't want to go there.
Let me tell you something about this. You can call him a rhino. They can call him whatever they want. I call him a communist sympathizer. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, he should leave earlier than November. He says he's stepping down November. No. You see, he wants to stick around because he wants to continue to do everything he can to take all the ones that are running for office that are MAGA people, America First people. And he wants to resist that. He wants to go against them and give money towards establishment members. He wants to resist Trump running. So that's why he's sticking around till November. You know, as far as I'm concerned, if I was going to address Mitch, I would say you're nothing but a treasonous bastard. And as far as I'm concerned, you should step down from the Senate altogether right now, take your Chinese wife and move to China where you fucking belong, because you don't belong here. You do not belong here in America.
They're going to say, oh, he was a great, you know, service to, you know, society.
They've been licking his ass ever since he said he was stepping down. It's disgusting. He's done nothing to help win elections. He's done nothing to help make America first.
He stood in the way.
He's helped tank our economy is what he's done. Gee, another how many billions to Ukraine? I mean, when we should be funneling money both back here in the United States.
Yeah, we'll get this. The House Freedom Caucus is asking him to step down immediately.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
because they don't want him to stay till what, November? Is that what he said?
Yeah, till November, till the election. They don't want him there. Yeah, they want him now, gone.
And that's because
the Freedom Caucus are the only legitimate American patriot members in the House. And it's a very small number. And I'll tell you what, because the rest of the Republicans, to me, they're no better than the Democrats.
Nope.
The Freedom Caucus are the only ones holding the line.
Right. And is there only like 18 of them?
Yeah. Yeah. There's about 18 of them.
Yeah.
you know, and Speaker, who I call Speaker of the House, Speaker Noel Johnson, he reached a deal with fuck a duck Chuck Schumer, of course.
Yeah, I saw a little bit on him just recently.
Another CR to avoid the government shutdown. The government needs to shut down. It needs to shut down. You know, there's nothing wrong with the government shutting down.
You know, I'm thinking
the can. They're just kicking the can down the road.
Well, I'm thinking though, Tig, is that they need to fight. They need to fight, you know, just giving up and shutting down the government's the easy way out.
Well, they can fight, but Biden can fuck himself.
You know that's what Johnson needs to tell them.
Shutting down a government, at least it's better than a CR. They're just going to go with another appropriations bill that's just going to kick us in the ass once again.
Yeah,
I mean,
the spending's got to stop.
Yeah,
it absolutely has to stop. Well,
and Johnson needs to grow a Johnson and stand up to Schumer. Schumer is the most evil, rotten menace.
That dude was on Epstein's Island, and that's not no joke.
There's photos of him with little children kind of doing the Biden thing. He's a sick individual, is what he is. And he's notorious for intimidating and bribing people that he wants to see his way of things.
Right.
You know, so he obviously came up with Johnson and threatened him or bribed him or something.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and I'm just sick of this kind of crap going on in
Washington. That's why we need the convention of the states.
Yeah. Well, we need to get rid of the lobbyists. We need to get rid of the PACs. We need to make a law. There needs to be a law.
It's everything we've been talking.
Yeah. And there needs to be a law that says that these politicians can't cross the aisle and bribe each other into passing crappy bills.
Well, you know, the thing is, Peg, if the power is taken away from them, they won't be able to do that, period. You know,
I'm sick of these parties saying let's make a deal. Okay, because the deal means that they stick it up the American public's ass. That's what their deal means. You know,
and we take it hard.
Really, really tired of it. So yeah, I mean, so you got any news before I carry on?
Carry on. I'll throw in stuff as we go here.
All right. Well, a couple people died. I don't mean to smile over people dying, but the first one I'm smiling about, Jacob Rothschild, Mr. New World Order.
How got hotter?
Yeah. You know, that couldn't have, I mean, how about this? How about along with Jacob Rothschild, how about we get rid of some more of these people? Like, how about Klaus Schwab kick the bucket too? And how about Bill Gates? Something needs to happen to him. And I'm not saying that somebody needs to do something. I'm just saying nobody's going to be brokenhearted if he just kicks the bucket all of a sudden.
Right.
You know, naturally it ain't going to be from a COVID vax because he never took them. He's just distributes them. So,
right. Yeah, they're saying that Johnson's a coward. They're saying that they want him to vacate. So
yeah, I don't know.
It's gonna be really interesting here coming up in the next couple months.
We need a strong speaker. We really do.
He's a weak dick.
So here's another thing. Did you hear about the Air Force? The member of the Air Force.
Yeah, that dude had some mental illness issues going on. I mean,
he set himself on fire in front of the Israeli. Oh,
absolutely, man. That's some serious mental illness right there.
Wow, man, that's an awful way to kill yourself, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's a terrible, terrible way. I mean, that's a slow, painful, nasty death.
Yeah. Right
there. I just.
Videoed it too. On top of, you know, bizarro, man.
What do you think he was? Mahatma Gandhi or something? Jesus. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is. That's just mental illness at its peak.
So, moving on, another one that just died. There's a few that died, of course. Comedian Richard Lewis dies at 86 years old.
What was his claim to fame?
Well, he was a great comedian of the 80s. He had a show and everything, and he was on a couple sitcoms that he made. Made some movies too. I just mentioned it for the heck of it because it came up.
Okay.
Some of the professional wrestling fans that were fans of wrestling back when it was good, like in the 70s and 80s, you know, Ole Anderson died. He was former tag team member of the Minnesota Wrecking Crew and then the original Four Horsemen with Ric Flair and Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard.
All right. Yep, yep.
I just mentioned it because I used to be fans of those guys back when I was a kid, you know, so I had to say it.
Hulk and all those guys, they were
Well, I liked the Andersons, man. They were just, you know, they were men's men, you know, I mean, so, thought I'd throw that out there as well. I'm going to talk a little bit about Grant Stenchfield. I don't know if Larry's ever watched his program.
I'm sure he has. He's nodding. Yep.
Yeah. I guess TikTok banned him completely for telling basically some truths, and you know that, and you know, naturally YouTube had banned him too. So,
right.
You know, he's asking people basically to say, "Hey, don't have an account with TikTok. They're up. They're no good. They're basically communists, and they're going after conservatives."
Yes.
But you know what else is new? Facebook bans me about 6 months out of the year. So I mean, I'm always getting a month long ban from my, you know, my using my account and stuff.
Yeah, so. I just had a beat down on some libtards here just not too long ago too.
Yeah.
They didn't get me. Not yet.
Well, and that's why they won't let me post on Facebook groups for a month now. Because I went after some liberals with some truth, threw some truth bombs at them. And I didn't throw any F-bombs at them. I threw some truth bombs at them, and I wasn't bullying or harassing. Right. But everything's bullying now. You tell the truth, and all of a sudden, you're a bully. I got banned from groups for calling someone a communist. A communist. Mm-hmm. We can't call a person what they are, and that's a communist anymore. That's just, it's getting ridiculous. And they're doing this now more than ever because it's an election year, naturally. They don't want patriots and conservatives coming out with some truths.
Hey, you remember last episode we were talking about Soros? Now his son, Alex, is throwing out there he's going to vow to wipe Trump supporters from the face of the earth.
Good. Come and get me, Soros. You know what? I challenged another certain commie congressman who has committed treason by sleeping with a Chinese spy. I openly challenged him to a no holds barred, no time limit fight. So guess what, Soros? My invitation's out to you too, because I invited any Democrat in the House that wants to fight me, because you know
he wouldn't fight you.
No, he wouldn't. And you know what? I, to me, it's war. Okay. It's war.
Absolutely.
And it's game on, man. I've had enough of these assholes. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight, period. I've done everything except go on social media and declare war against the Democrat Party, which is coming real soon.
Yeah, because
Be careful with that. They're treasonous. I didn't say the government. I said the Democrat Party.
Right.
They're treasonous. I can name dozens of them that have committed acts of treason. And if you look into the Constitution, what the penalty is for treason.
Yeah.
Why aren't half of these people
Broken
gone?
Tree, man.
Why aren't they gone already? You know, we're getting down there, folks. I mean, I don't care. We're getting down there to a point where we're not going to have a choice pretty soon.
I think it's going to, I mean, geez, just the way where things are going, you know, especially with the illegals, you know, the illegal aliens and everything.
I just got done talking to a Marine. Man. I got done talking to Marine. I work out with every other day at the local Y. And he said exactly what we've been spelling out. One of the things that they're bringing in those military aged foreigners into this country, and they're bringing them in too by planes and everything.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they don't have any respect for our culture. They don't have any knowledge or respect for our Constitution, and they want them in the next, they want them in the military.
Well, absolutely. You know? They also want them in our police departments. This is the next that thing that they're going to be doing, because they won't have a problem with pulling a trigger on any of us.
So you don't think that there isn't going to come to a head one day where there's going to be actual.
If we start getting foreigners on our police department, that's go time, man. That's the line in the sand right there.
I will not comply to any foreign military or police officer. I will not. That's not resisting or nothing. Well, it's resisting, but it's not like resisting arrest. I don't, you know, what gives them the right?
He has no jurisdiction over the citizens of the United States.
They don't. And well, speaking of which, you know, they were real quick to kick Santos out and replace him with a Democrat in the House. And then what's his first thing he wants to do? First thing he wants to do is take all these illegals and give them a clear path to citizenship.
Yep. Ain't going to happen.
That's treason. They are foreigners. They are not friendlies either.
No.
Most of them are terrorists and criminals.
Right.
I mean, look what happened to Georgia. Look at what happened to that student. She was brutally murdered. You think that's
she'd be alive today. She'd be alive today if you know, they would have kicked his ass out. And
if you think it's going to end, people, no, it's going to get a hell of a lot worse. Better protect your kids. Better protect your young ones.
Your loved ones, your
daughters, especially. They're going after. I mean, these people are ruthless. They're lawless. They don't care about our laws. They don't care about our culture. They don't care about our Constitution. They don't care about nothing. They're just a bunch of monsters.
Yeah, it's not a conspiracy anymore. It's what we're seeing, man. It's the truth.
Speaking of which, too, if talking about these foreign assholes, a judge, a very liberal judge in Texas, just blocked a law basically that Governor Abbott was having that was basically stated that they could, you know, detain and arrest what the judge called migrants. I'm sick of the hearing about migrants. They're not migrants, they're foreign invaders. But they're now this judge in Texas is trying to block them from doing the duty that they should have, and that's to protect the state and detain these illegals. And you know, time for Abbott to say what he did say, what I've been saying from the very beginning, what even Governor Kristi Noem even said. We have a constitutional right to form a militia and defend our states. If Absolutely. The government's not going to do their job and defend our country from foreign invaders, we the people have a right to form a militia and do it ourselves. Right. We are being invaded. Oh, but J6 was an insurrection, of course.
Yeah.
A bunch of assholes.
That's the biggest lie.
Oh, but you know, that was such a bad, bad thing. But foreign invaders coming over here committing criminal acts isn't. You want to talk about an insurrection?
In jail. I mean, we got the majority. They should be voting to get these people out of there.
It's because they're treasonous. The majority is right. Sold us out too. So, you know, yeah. Those Texas fires, by the way, they don't pass a smell test with me.
No, they're not.
We've seen this before in other places. Okay. Now they're saying this is like a record or something. This is the biggest fires Texas has ever had in their history since they started recording this. Okay. Mm-hmm. By design.
Right.
All right. By design. Part of the plan, folks.
Absolutely.
And do I have to go there with a direct energy weapon? That's not a conspiracy theory, folks. Some of us military guys, we've been following the modern weaponry for a long time.
Right, right.
And the government doesn't care about.
I want to digress a little bit here. Did you enjoy the 70 degree weather day we had just yesterday or the day before?
You know, I'm going to say something about that, don't you?
Yeah.
You mean the 70 degree weather that instantly dropped down to a low of 17 degrees or 15 degrees?
No, I was down in Missouri. 30 degrees. I was down in Missouri and got snow that night.
Okay, folks, it's not climate change. That's called weather modification. And that is not a conspiracy theory either. Okay, it started with the HAARP program. They have technology to alter the weather. They've been doing it with chemtrails, and those are chemtrails, not contrails, because look at the sky, folks. Do you remember that when you were a kid? The streaks? No. I've never recalled when I was a kid being able to play tic-tac-toe in the sky.
Right.
Okay? That many grass. They've been doing
the shit out of that, man.
Yeah, that's a real thing, folks, and they're cloud seeding, and they're blocking out the sun, and they're using all kinds of high-tech stuff in the atmosphere and to alter the barometric pressure and everything.
Yeah, let me throw this out, Tig. I read an interesting little tidbit about, when they do spray chemtrails, they're putting heavy metals in our atmosphere. And what that does is it hangs for an awfully long time. And what it does is it traps the heat into the, in our atmosphere, doesn't allow the heat to escape. You know, that's why we had that really warm day, in a month where we should have never, ever seen that kind of a temperature. You know, that's
not
just
in February.
Are
you kidding me? Not in February.
No. So
Iowa Midwest getting 70 degree weather in February. Are you kidding me? I just said that on his sites. Chad Wright, mm-hmm. The Navy SEAL, has a YouTube program. He was walking. He was taking a walk down his property with his goats. And he says, "Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful sunny day." He's like, "It's a shame that probably those people up north probably in February don't see this kind of weather." And I commented, "Yeah, we just had 70 degrees in Iowa."
It's all throughout the Midwest.
And then his wife ends up going to talk about chemtrails. I thought, what an irony.
Yeah, we have a really good podcast on chemtrails. Go back about, 8 or 10 episodes and you'll see it.
Yeah. So aluminum and barium, those are two of the chemicals that are they're dropping from the sky there through the
plus additives.
Yeah. And from what I hear, they're using drones now too. So they're not even using live pilots in those things. So, it's what a world we live in right now.
Oh, I know.
They're doing everything to destroy it. You know, it's, they call it the Great Reset. Well, it's time we have a great awakening, folks. It's time we all band together and start fighting back one way or another. Absolutely. So we always say that.
The States is the big ticket right there. I've been saying it for a long time. We need to take back the power. They have too much power, and that's a self-serving government that we live in.
Yeah, it's self-serving, all right. That's an understatement. they're serving other entities too, by the way. Other entities that basically are committing crimes against humanity. So all about control.
Right.
They want to depopulate us, and then they want to control the zombies that are left over, the ones that don't open their minds and that just comply, right. that whole COVID shutdown thing was a real big test right there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So I mean, yeah.
And I'm proud to say I did not conform.
I didn't either. In fact, I was probably the only person in my city that got police called on me 3 times just for refusing to wear a mask in public places.
Well, see, I drove truck all throughout that whole thing, man. And I'd go into those places. They say, "Hey, you got to wear a mask." I'm like, "Mask don't work." And I just keep going. And they say, "Well, you can't be in here then." I'm like, "Oh, it's too bad. You either want your fucking shit or you don't." So
I would have been like, "Do you want your supplies?" Because when the truckers start shit down, you're not going to get your supplies. Don't fuck with the truckers, man. And I'll tell America this. I'll tell the businesses this. I'll tell the politicians this. Two people you don't want to fuck with: the farmers and the truckers, because they can cut everything off. Everything.
And you know, with the with Illinois now, they want to take Trump off the ballot. I guess they said that they're going to do it. My thoughts are we need to fucking start, you know, putting the ban on Illinois as far as doing deliveries there as well.
Oh, you want to talk about Illinois? Did you hear about the judge that decided to take Trump off the ballot in Illinois?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah. I was reading. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm reading on other news that I can report.
Tig.
Oh, Jesus.
Go have another snort.
I will.
Some Jameson.
Well, I was reading it at the time that you were actually.
Yeah, that's okay. What else you got?
Okay, what else do I got?
Hey, I got something for you. This might be a little digression as well. You remember that Helena Hutchins, that actor, what's his name? Baldwin, shot and killed on the movie set. Uh-huh. Well, apparently she's from Ukraine, and she, along with her husband, were working on a documentary about child trafficking and the circles and the elites that are involved in those circles. So I'm wondering if
what have I been saying?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
What have I been saying about the fact that Ukraine, their government, especially Zelensky, are nothing but a bunch of corrupt, low-life dirtbags, guilty of money laundering, guilty of sex trafficking, and guilty of keeping American bioweapons labs right there in their country? And this is why these politicians are supporting Ukraine and funding them with more and more money, because Ukraine knows the secrets. Ukraine can come out anytime they want and say, yeah, you've been some of you key figures in the United States government or Capitol Hill, mind you, have been involved in some of our business dealings that deal with money laundering and child sex trafficking.
Well, did you see Biden when he was telling basically Johnson, you better come to the table and pass this and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I've been around a lot of fucking liars, and that fucker was lying through his teeth. He is guilty, and he was coming out and saying that you either do it or, you know, or else, you know. That was basically what Biden was saying to, you know,
he's a criminal.
Absolutely.
He's a thug. And they're running their regime like a mafia style is what absolutely they're doing. Schumer's really good at that. He's been good at that for years. That's why I just can't stand him altogether. Because I know his stupid game. I've been around too long to not know these things. Because I said, when you have a dad, when you grow up with a dad that was basically a union lobbyist and taking you as a kid to all these Democrat rallies since you're 6 years old, you start to hear the same line of bullshit, the same lies over and over again, year after year after year. And you wonder why someone like me left the Democrat Party a long time ago. I don't buy the bullshit because I've heard the bullshit over and over again. So getting on to let's talk about Trump for a little bit.
That last little tidbit we had there kind of falls right into this now, especially with the Ukraine. And go ahead, Tig.
Like Trump said, if he was still president, do you think that this Russia-Ukraine thing would have been going on? And do you think we would have been tanking our economy, giving billions and billions and billions left and right to this stinking little country? And, mind you, Nikki Haley is all for it. Yeah. Why is that? Well, she sold us out to China. She's been doing business with China, and God knows she has a lot of investment in Ukraine too. And they, and she, you know, maybe she's involved in a little bit of their illegal crime against humanity dealings over there too, for all
we know. Oh yeah. Nimrod. Nimrada. Nimrod.
Oh, and if you want to hear, I'm not going to say numbers, but it's been addressed to, speaking of which, all the states, including Larry's state of Wisconsin, all these like six or seven of the main states that are going to be the battleground states in the general election. Right mm-hmm. now, Trump is up everywhere between 6 to 9% in all those right. states, including Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? Here's the thing. He won the first time around. Okay. There was no 81 million votes. There was clearly, and the facts are out there too. They're just, you know, these liberal judges and that, they just buried every bit of evidence they could have heard. They could have had all kinds of hearings on this stuff. I mean, it's right. out there. So here's the thing. The bottom line is this, it doesn't matter who the Democrats are going to put up, whether it's still Biden or they go to convention and they put Michael Robinson, because that's his real name, folks. It's not Michelle Obama, or Gavin Newsom, that communist.
Mussolini.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Trump wins every single time. He's got the base of his voters is going well over 81 million right now. The only way he doesn't win is if they find some other way to stop this election or rig it again.
Right.
You know,
I think if it goes down to them rigging it again, it's not going to be good. Will not be a peaceful resolution.
It's going to be terrible. It's going to be really bad because people are fed up. They know this was rigged. They know it was rigged, and the results of the rigging election was bringing America down.
Right.
And you see it happening.
They did nothing for us, period. Absolutely nothing.
Well, they did the opposite. They're destroying the country. They're tanking the economy because they want to bring in the digital currency.
And then they've got all these useful idiots running around, you know.
Yeah. Resist going cashless, people.
Yep, absolutely. Resist
it, because
pay with your dollar bills and your pennies, nickels, quarters. Pay with cash.
Biden's working on this executive order, if I can find it. But he's working on this executive order that basically now 120 banks are experimenting with the digital currency.
Well, what they're trying to do is get people to go on Medicare.
Yeah.
They want people to go on Medicare. So it would be a new form of, you know, of welfare, basically, for everybody.
Well, the Fed is now testing it with 120 banks as part of phase one towards getting digital. And I'll tell you what, the digital currency, that's bad because it comes with a social score, like we've said before.
Right.
That's how they destroy your Second Amendment or your First Amendment. If you say anything on social media that they don't like, they cut you off. If you try to buy weapons or ammo, they cut you off. They control your banking, the government does, and they can cut you off whenever they want. The next step of that, of course, is the digital banking. The next step of that is far worse, because that goes into some prophecy that we've discussed before. Yeah, the microchip where you scan everything to buy things. So
right.
they better kill me first, because I'm going to resist that 100%. So,
yeah.
I want to talk about those, go back to those VP picks too, with Trump, the numbers.
Let's first take a step back just a little bit before we go into that. Now, wasn't there an attempt on Trump's life and it didn't get no traction in the media?
Supposedly a Ukrainian came in under the radar, Ukrainian.
White hat, right?
Huh?
You said a white hat, was it?
The white hats discovered it.
Oh, okay.
The white hats discovered it. And I can't get into the white hats and the black hats thing with people on
right.
And there's some people either they understand or they don't. Right. Maybe that'd be another show. I don't know, but
yeah, that's fine.
They found a Ukrainian and he came in here and I guess he had a rifle or ended up with one or whatever. And he was basically going to try to take a shot at Trump. So I don't know, but you know, I'll tell you what, he has thousands and thousands at his rallies. So folks out there, if anybody takes a shot at Trump, just bury his ass.
Yeah. It's override. You know,
yeah. So, I'm really concerned with who Trump's going to pick for VP though.
I am too.
I am. Now the numbers come out. It was a tie, of course, between, and I want to, I'm going to say
straw poll, right? Or is this something different?
It was a straw poll, but the reason why I want to get onto this is because Grant Stanchfield on his program made a very solid point, and I he wasn't wrong, and I've got to discuss this. The top two, Kristi Noem, which I'm absolutely, that'd be great.
Yeah,
She's been a freedom fighter. She didn't shut down her state during COVID. Great Second Amendment advocate and First Amendment advocate. She'd be great. But other people, it was tied between her and Vivek Ramaswamy. He says a lot of things we want to hear, but I just can't trust him.
I don't either.
To me, he sounds like a Republican version of a guy we had that was a Marxist. Obama. Yeah. And I'm he hasn't proven himself. He really hasn't been around enough. And his
with him taking that Soros money early on in life.
I was gonna say his past is really daunting. It just, you know, and the fact that he is involved with big pharma and stuff. Yeah. That doesn't sit well with me.
Right.
Well, then the next in line, and this is where I'm going to come into play here. And I used to compliment her, but Greg Stanchfield, let me just say what he said about Tulsi Gabbard, because these conservative alternative news sites, they're starting to speak highly of her now. She was at CPAC. She's talking about freedom. She's saying everything we want to hear. Even though a short time ago she was a Democrat.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, he called her a Trojan horse.
Absolutely.
Grant Central. He says she was a Democrat progressive and she was in favor of socialized income for everybody.
Right.
And socialized health care for everybody. She was a climate change advocate. And how do you go from being all that to just turning around and deciding you're not going to be all that for that, you know,
to be a MAGA. Yeah.
That takes a little more time than what she's
right.
You know, been. She also has a history with the World Economic Forum and she has a history with Soros as well. You know, and basically Tulsi and Vivek are kind of the same, if you ask me. But he also mentioned that Tulsi in the past has been weak on the Second Amendment. She's been weak on the pro-life. She also advocated for gun safety laws, which another guy who's running for Mitchell McConnell's seat was an advocate for gun safety laws. So I don't like anybody that advocates for any gun laws because there's no compromise with the Second Amendment. They try to hide it by making it fancy sounding with their little laws. You give them an inch, they'll take a mile. They want to eliminate the guns altogether and they want to eliminate our favorite guns, the ones that were meant to keep a tyrannical government at bay. It was never about hunting, as I've stated many, many times.
Right.
So, yeah, she was all about that. So, you know, because gun safety laws is code for gun control. Correct. So she is placating to conservatives, as he put it, as Grant Stanchfield put it.
Right.
He said she is a Trojan horse. We don't want her as his VP pick.
Right. Now, this goes back to our last episode when we were talking about the same subject, and we were talking about, people who were,
I know where you're going. I'm also going with ashes in my lap again.
I know. I was watching my ashes go right to my computer keyboard. So great. But, okay. My train of thought was, with, Tulsi, she's a bad pick. And what we were saying before is, when MAGA, goes ahead and boos somebody, Trump, be prepared, man. Take a step back from that person and look at them nice and hard, because
Lady Graham,
we're seeing things, man. We're seeing these things unfold.
Lady Lindsey Graham, he invited her, him. he sounds like he doesn't have a sack, folks. He just talks like a femme. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's a warmonger. He's a rhino, but Trump invited him on stage to the South Carolina Victory Party, and MAGA booed him, and Trump stuck up for him. And I was like, don't you go there. Don't you go there, Donald. Don't you defend these kind of people. Cause you came into a little bit of problems when your first term with these traitors,
Lindsey was a big, he came out against Trump a bunch of times. I don't understand this. I'm not understanding it. I think what it boils down to is, he wants his endorsement, so he's got to pay for that. So
I wouldn't give it to him if I was Trump. I'd say primary his ass.
Yep.
Primary his ass.
Put him packing.
Yeah. He's not America first. He's, what he is first? You know what Lindsey Graham is first?
Lindsey first.
He's first military industrialized complex. That's what he's all about. Yep. Yep. These people need to go, these neocon style people.
That's where term limits come in.
Dick Cheney, W. Bush people.
Yep.
They got to go. They got to go.
I'm watching Larry. He's like, yeah.
They got to go.
See ya. Yeah. Bye, Felicia.
It's time to clean house in D.C. and get rid of all these rhinos, these sellouts that have sold out to China, that have sold out to the military industrialized complex, which President Dwight Eisenhower, one of his final speeches and addresses to America, warned us years ago, 1961, he warned us against the militarized industrial complex taking America down.
Right.
People need to look at their history and look at the things that were said. Even Kennedy, when he talked about the secret societies and how they were going to be a problem. People need to go back and look at history and what was said. Go back and look at what Reagan said about government getting too big like it is now.
Yeah, that's enormous.
Look at what Ben Franklin said when he replied with, you have a republic if you can keep it.
Right.
Thomas Jefferson said, if our judicial branch becomes too powerful, we will lose the republic. And look at what you see today with all the liberals, all the liberal judges.
Yep. Well, they're all Soros owned, so
it's wake up time, people.
Yep.
And
draw that line in the sand, people. We need that line.
It's time to step up.
So Tig, you got any final stuff you want to go over here?
Well, I want to thank Larry for joining us. Absolutely. Great guest. Talk about Convention of States, which I think needed to be done. People need to get interested. Show some interest. Start researching Convention of States and get on board.
Absolutely.
In your state.
I know I am. So, and Stars and Bars and Cigars, we support that. So,
absolutely. We support America first, and we support states' rights.
Absolutely. All right. So you want to take the final word?
I don't really have a final word right now. Well, I will say one more thing.
Okay.
Hats off to the Florida Surgeon General, who's defying the CDC, the corrupt CDC, because they are corrupt. They're trying to put COVID-like restrictions on some Floridian schools because of a measles outbreak. And he's pushing back, the Surgeon General. And he has every right to push back because he's a Surgeon General. Yeah. He knows the truth about certain diseases and knows what is basically control. CDC trying to control again, trying to push this control thing. And I'll tell you what, folks, about the measles, no matter what they say, you can go back to an old 70s Brady Bunch episode when there was a measles outbreak in the family. And basically the doctor just said, no big deal. Get some bed rest and stuff. And, you know, basically the kids can be exposed to one another, and it's best that the kids do get exposed to one another. They can build up an immunity to it. And when we were kids, we were let to play with the kids with the measles because they didn't care. Get it over with,
right?
You know, take it in because it'll just make you stronger. Yeah. You get the measles, you'll get over it and you'll build up immunity to it and it'll make you stronger. That's what COVID was all about too. Natural immunity, folks. Natural immunity.
All right. Well, that concludes our show for this evening. Please follow us on Rumble. And then you can catch us on Spotify, Podbean, iHeart, and all the other streaming platforms. And with that...
Except YouTube. You can...
Yeah. You can fly the big one.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. See ya.
To Stars, Bars, and Cigars. Two conservative vets telling it like it is. The rally cry for those who appreciate bold truths served with a side of mayhem.
Roger, outside, decide before time is on. We'll keep you sweating until we see Butcher 3. Out.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And if you didn't, well, why are you still here? Snowflake. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, follow us on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, and hear our precious voices on all the streaming services. Until next time, keep the spirit of freedom roaring.